If either of you ever set foot in Egypt, you will be executed immediately." So it was true. Tryphaena had wanted me dead. Her loyal friends must have been singing songs about me in the streets and writing those murderous notes. I wonder which mummy's grave she had robbed to get the skull that had been put in my palace on Antirrhodus. Olympus glanced at me. He stood bravely, but he swallowed hard with this terrible report. He and I both knew that if I returned to Alexandria, I was doomed. If I stayed away to save my life, he and I would never see each other again. If he sailed with me now, he, too, would be banished, never again to see his own family. "Father is ill," I said to the two officials with Olympus. "I will give him your message. Thank you." Oh, my heart ached at that moment. I wanted to be alone with my friend, to have one of our long, quiet talks. But already he was lowering himself over the side, down the rope ladder. The messenger ship that had brought him was a small, swift vessel, with slaves rowing double time and in shifts through the nights. "Wait," I wanted to cry to Olympus. Instead, I grabbed the side of my chiton so I wouldn't trip and went down.